Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Luke 6:31 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "As you would like and desire that men would do to you, do exactly so to them."
Honey, that's the perfect scripture for what we're going to talk about this morning. I was raised to demonstrate good manners. Rudeness brought a sudden and swift response from my parents, especially my father. I was taught that you take your hat, baseball cap, or otherwise off when you walk into someone's house. You open the door for women, regardless of whether they're your wife or mother. In fact, if you're entering or leaving a building, you should always watch out and hold the door for the person behind you. You allow a woman to walk through the door before you. You pull a chair out for a woman to be seated. Yes, thank someone for every single courtesy they afford you. If a motorist pauses to allow you to cross an intersection or merge into traffic, you throw up your hand and say, "Thank you." Bev and I just threw up our hands at the same time to say thank you. But it's what you should do. If you're walking down the street with a woman, we'd always have you walk
on the inside of the sidewalk, and you are always closest to the traffic.
And men, you always put the toilet seat down when you're finished. Now, I will say that this one is important. Sometimes I don't do it the way I should. You always allow someone to finish their sentence without butting in, regardless of how valuable you feel your comments are. If you sneeze or cough, you always put your hand over your mouth. And I'll tell you that if you're ever with me on an airplane and you cough and I see you don't put your hand over your mouth, I'm going to ask you to please do it in the future. I always say it nicely, but I am going to say it. If you're standing in a grocery or any other kind of line and a new lane opens up, wait a few seconds and allow the people in front of you to go first. If you cuss, you don't do it in front of others, as you might offend other people who don't. Which also means you don't wear t-shirts with rude or vulgar sayings. I was raised that you don't do that either.
You say please and thank you when you're asking for something. And if someone says something you don't understand, you say, "Excuse me, would you say that again?" And instead of saying, "Huh?"
If you're sharing a meal with someone, you don't start eating until your host is served or your host instructs you to begin. If you stand up, you stand up if a woman or senior citizen enters the room. Don't ever comment on someone's personal appearance unless it's in a complimentary way. For instance, don't say, "You look tired. Well, what's happened to you since I saw you last?" I mean, that's not cool.
Focus your attention on any visitor and not on the television. Matter of fact, it should be turned off. Or just, you know, don't get caught up doing other things.
If you're in a room with someone and they're playing on their cell phone while other people are talking, that's just not good manners. If you're in a meeting or on your set and your cell phone rings, walk outside the room to answer it. Of course, it's best to put your phone on vibrate so you don't break up the flow of the meeting. Don't speak with food in your mouth. You say,
well, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, or no, sir, and no, ma'am, if it's anyone over 10 years old.
Older than you are.
Yeah, that could be true.
I was raised that way with mom and dad. It was always Mr. and Ms. If someone sneezes, you always say, "God bless you."
And I like "God bless you" instead. A lot of people say "bless you," but it's "God bless you."
God bless you. That's right.
I like that.
There's some history to that, but we don't have time to talk about it today, about where that phrase actually originated. And if you got a tissue, offer them one. You know, let me just tell you, in that very short period of time, we just gave you 22 suggestions for good manners. There are more, but this is a good start. If you or anyone else practices these 22 suggestions, then the development of good manners in other areas will easily follow. H. Jackson Brown, the author, said, "Good manners sometimes mean simply putting up with other people's bad manners." Truth in that. Good manners is more than about just being polite. Your manners shape who you are and how you value other people.
I might just add another thing in there. The way we dress often is the way we carry ourselves.
That's
and
true.
I notice that many times when they have the casual Friday that started, oh my goodness, 20 years or more ago now, casual Friday, I noticed that I walked into a state-run, office about the time this all started up, and they were having casual Friday, and everything they did was pretty casual, too, and I'm trying to get them to act in a professional manner. You know, the way that you carry yourself, I mean, the way that you even dress, is it interesting? It's amazing how it can reflect, the way that you conduct business.
You know, honey, I'm convinced that a lack of good manners is a lost art of success.
There you go.
But the question is, the real question is, what does the Word of God say about good manners?
1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified Bible. We read this recently. "Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character."
If the scripture tells you not to be deceived and misled, then it means you can be. We can know with absolute certainty that our Heavenly Father doesn't want us to be misled and or deceived. So deception is from the enemy.
And another thing, too, sometimes people, say, well, that's a little thing. Hey, that's where it starts, with a little thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Compromising on a little thing.
In a group setting, more often than not, conversations always go to the lowest common denominator. Rarely do group conversations rise to the highest level. This is especially true if the group includes someone who's rude and inconsiderate. It's always worth noting that people with good manners sometimes allow what they've been taught and believe to take a back seat to the dominant influence of someone void of good manners, and if I might add, void of common sense. The scriptural admonition in 1 Corinthians 15:33 is very clear. It's a very clear directive on who we associate with and the standard of behavior that we're to exhibit and demonstrate. If the scripture references manners of eating, then it must be important as well.
Proverbs 23, verse 1 in the Message Bible says, "When you go out to dinner with an influential person, mind your manners. Don't gobble your food. Don't talk with your mouth full. And don't stuff yourself. Bridle your appetite."
There are some people, notice I didn't say many, some people who don't think table manners are important. But here's what we know. If something's important to God, important enough to be included in the scripture, then it needs to be important to us. Some people say, well, I was never taught good table manners or manners in general for that matter. As I've always said, there's a difference between ignorance and stupidity. Ignorance is not knowing. Stupidity is not wanting to know or do. If you're listening to this teaching and to our daily calls,
And got this far.
Then you're no longer ignorant.
Leviticus 20, verses 22 through 24. "Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you. For they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you, unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people.
God actually finds bad manners disgusting. If you doubt that, listen this time to Leviticus 20, 22 through 24 in the contemporary English version.
Obey my laws and teachings, or else the land I am giving you will become sick of you and throw you out. The nations I'm chasing out did these disgusting things, and I hated them for it. So don't follow their example. I am the Lord your God, and I have promised you their land that is rich with milk and honey. I've chosen you to be different from other people.
If we want the best God has for us, to own land flowing with milk and honey, then we have to drop all excuses and learn good manners. God is telling us scripturally that he won't tolerate bad manners. In my opinion, I think maybe even our opinion, good manners define your character. I was blessed to be taught early in life about good manners. But you have to be willing to listen and learn. If you're concerned about the welfare of others and how your actions appear and influence them, then practice good manners. Let's go one step further. The demonstration of good manners speaks volume about your character and morals.
When we look at 1 Corinthians 15:33 again, it says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners."
In the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Bible, the word manners is defined as morals and character. Horace Mann once said, "Manners easily and rapidly mature into morals." Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said, "Good manners will open the doors that the best education cannot." We all need to understand that our mouths should only be full of his word, and that we should learn to say please and thank you if we want to be successful. Fred Astaire, the famous song and dance man, once said, the hardest job kids face today is learning good manners without seeing any.
That's a good one.
That's a good
coming one. Out of Hollywood, I can imagine.
One more thing. Your mood should never dictate your manners, but the Word of God should.
That's a good word, honey.
Yep. I'm convinced one of the major problems in this nation, and maybe even around the world, is a lack of manners, which means a lack of respect.
Yes, and it seems like sometimes people, like I said again, it can seem like a little thing. But one little thing can just start a downward spiral.
It does. All right. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.